Oh, hey, and welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. Before we begin, please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own judgment, discernment, and intuition. My intention for these episodes is that they will reach and resonate with a collective of people meant to find them. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. Today, I want to talk about that niggling feeling. You know the one, the little niggle that just won't seem to go away. No matter how many layers of thoughts, work, or distractions you try and cover it with, the niggle is there and it wants your attention. And until you wake up to it, you may spend a lot of time and effort trying to pretend like it doesn't exist. First, though, a definition of the word niggle or niggles. It's an intuition, a feeling inside of you that something needs to be addressed, heard, or listened to. Your body is an instrument that feels vibration and energy, and thus, a niggle is an indicator that it wants your attention. Your intuition wants your attention. Your soul wants your attention. Sometimes people think that a niggle is from somewhere higher in the realms, sent down to you by something greater than yourself, but it's not. Niggles live inside of you. If you suppress or ignore your niggles, they will just start to annoy you. They'll become inconvenient, annoying, and persistent, just constantly there. Most people spend years ignoring their niggling feelings, throwing everything they can at them to distract themselves from it. And over time, it becomes exhausting. And until you face your niggles or take a minute to acknowledge or listen to them, life will just continue to throw shit at you until you do. Life is going to try and get you to take notice, to acknowledge what's bursting inside of you that needs to come out. Niggles can also be indicators of something that could also be standing in your way. Like, listen, this is not working. We need to move on from this place, this person, this job. You need to make a decision. You need to have that uncomfortable conversation. All of it. Niggles. Your beautiful human body is so incredibly intuitive. It knows everything you'll ever need to know about yourself, your life, your purpose, and it also houses your glorious soul. Your body, through your senses, will send you messages to try and deliver vibrational information. If you take the time to stop and listen, be mindful, you'll hear it and feel it, and then you'll be able to act on it rather than letting it sit dormant and misunderstood for days, weeks, or even years. Trust your niggles. They are beautiful indicators and compasses for you. I spent a lot of time ignoring mine, like a lot of time. Initially, I thought it was wasted time, but coming to terms with the fact that life isn't linear helps me realize that the time was valuable, not wasted. I had to go through it all and learn to understand to trust in my niggling feelings and act on them. The most recent example is starting this podcast. The idea of the podcast came to me late one night back in November, but I didn't actually publish my first episode until February. I kept sort of pushing down the niggle and not really listening to it. At first I thought, no one is going to want to hear what I have to say. Like, why bother? Why do a podcast, Jennifer? You're being ridiculous. So month after month would go by, but I couldn't shake the niggle. It was just there. So I stopped and listened, and well, here we are, episode 6. And guess what? The niggle is gone. So clearly, I'm meant to be doing this. Sometimes your niggle can be about people too. Maybe you find yourself in a friend group that just doesn't make sense to you anymore, or maybe you find yourself in a relationship that doesn't feel right anymore. Is there a niggling feeling that you might be suppressing? Is this person, place, or thing just not a part of you anymore? For me, it starts quiet, and I think that's how it is for most of us. The feeling, or intuitive hit you get is not going to be loud or even that obvious. Your body wants you to recognize it within yourself, so it will feel different for each of us. It may start as a gut feeling or an uneasy unsteadiness in your body. Sometimes for me, they come through as chills or an increase in my heart rate, or I get a little block in my throat chakra. All of these sensations your body is experiencing are messages being sent to you from your intuition. Vibrational information that over time, you'll come to understand what each one means for you. When I get chills now, it's a confirmation for me. So whatever I'm thinking or feeling or just said out loud, my body sends me chills to confirm that I'm speaking truth or that I'm on the right track. And legit just got chills as I said those words. Whew. I remember when I first started dating this guy. Initially, there was attraction and interest, of course. But if I'm being truthful with myself, around date number 3, I could tell it wasn't a match. This inkling feeling or thoughts would just kind of rummage around my head, and I would think, this guy doesn't seem to open up that much, or I wonder if he's just nervous or shy around me, or maybe I should give him a chance and not be so quick to cut people off. I mean, it's been a while since I was in a relationship, so don't be so quick to think he's not right for you. See, I was ignoring my instincts, ignoring my niggles. Intuitively, I knew we weren't right for one another, but at the time, I was so ready, like beyond ready, for a romantic relationship. And for some extra context here, I had been single for 8+ years before I met him. So I thought, since we had a little bit of a connection and a few small things in common, that I could make a lifetime out of it. As the days and weeks went on, the niggling got stronger, and I couldn't ignore it for much longer. I let the relationship, if that's what I could even call it, play out for a short 6 months. And just before I ended it, a song started showing up in my social media feed. It was from a new artist named Max McNown, and the song is called A Lot More Free. The reel was just a short clip of the chorus, but the words hit me with the most intense chills I've ever experienced. It was clear both the universe and the niggle were desperate to get me to sit up and listen. The chorus's lyrics are, I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I ain't saying that you never took a toll on me. And for what it's worth, I can finally see that I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. When I say these lyrics resonated, it's an understatement. Now, even to this day, when I hear the song, my body gets covered in the same chills. My intuition is just letting me know that it's exactly that. I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. The good news is, though, I did get a lot out of that blip in time. While he may not have been right for me, I learned even more about who will be. He was a karmic partner sent to me to teach me a lot of things. And because of my growth and evolution in my life, I can look back and see it very clearly now. So I don't hold any that was a waste of time feelings towards it. It wasn't a waste. It was a lesson. See, the universe sent him to me because I had one more lesson to learn about self-love, self-acceptance, and boundaries. Looking back, he took on many forms of romantic partners before him. He held a lot of the same characteristics that some of my other boyfriends did. But I hadn't learned the lessons yet. So the universe sent me someone similar so that I would finally learn, finally see, finally learn to trust myself and my intuition. Going forward, there is no way I will fall into the relationship patterns that I did before. And I'm so grateful because now I have a new relationship with myself and a profound appreciation for my instincts and my intuition. Presently, I'm experiencing a new niggle. Over the past couple of weeks, there's been this feeling inside of me that it's telling me I need to expand and perhaps even move, like abroad or something. I'm working my way through it and taking time to listen to what my instincts are telling me, but yes, as it stands right now, my current niggle is around either travel or moving or both. I mean, it's been over 3 years since I took an actual vacation, so part of this niggle definitely has to do with me taking a break. When you're building a business and working solely for yourself and responsible for your livelihood, you tend to forget to take time to vacation. So, yep, niggle, I hear you. I'ma book a vacation soon, I promise. Back before I was laid off from the sports and entertainment company I worked for, I had been having a niggling feeling for a few years. It's hard to remember exactly how many years, but let's just say it was a lot of years. I kept saying to myself, sometimes out loud, there has to be more to life than this. There has to be more than working 12 plus hours a day, grinding it out, not sleeping, and just doing chores and errands on the weekends just to come back to work on a Monday and still feel exhausted. Like there has to be more. This can't be it. This can't be everything there is. But true to form, back then, I ignored this shit out of that niggle. I pushed it deep down and literally left it there to rot. If you listen to episode 4 and you're aware of the mindfulness approach to life and taking time to be still and listen, then you're already ahead of the game. Because once you incorporate mindfulness into your life, you'll be able to hear, feel, and trust your niggles. Had I been more mindful back then, I would have been able to take my own advice. Instead, the universe threw me a tower moment in the form of a layoff that absolutely broke my heart. So I was forced to be with myself and my thoughts for an entire month and slowly start to awaken to my intuition and instinctual feelings and trust that the niggles were leading me somewhere completely different, somewhere more aligned with me. You see, all of the answers we are looking for, searching for, are not outside of ourselves. They live within us. And taking time to sit with yourself and tune into what you're feeling and thinking, you'll likely come face to face with your niggles. And then tell them I said hello. Since the moment you were born, you've had instincts. You've had an intuition. You already know when something feels off or unnerving or unsettling or scary. That's your intuition speaking to you. And on the other side, your intuition can also tell you when something is wonderful, glorious, extraordinary, and worth pursuing. You read all the time about people who do what appears to be 180s in their lives and start on this whole new path. And it may seem like something completely opposite to what you may have come to believe about them, but the truth is, they've had it within them the entire time. Did you ever hear those stories about people who just one day opened their mouth and beautiful singing came out of it? Or someone who just picked up a paintbrush and started painting? Or someone who sat down at their laptop and authored an entire book within a few months? Those people have had long, niggling feelings inside that they one day just let loose on the world. The world needs us open. The world needs our art, our music, our creativity, our joy, our creations, our inventions. It needs all of it. Imagine if Albert Einstein didn't trust his niggles or his intuition. Or Hedy Lamarr, that famous actress from the 40s who was also an inventor, who co-created a patented system that later became the foundation for Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. If they suppress their intuition, our world may look a lot different. We are in a critical time where we need to focus less on the hustle and grind and more on the balance and the align. We are human beings, not human doings. We have this beautiful life, this one glorious trip, and why we feel the need to grind and hustle and be constantly in motion and running here and there and everywhere. It's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have peaceful days, long mornings, rest, play, creativity, and just be open to listening to your own intuition and leaning into what your niggles are telling you. If the niggles are telling you to move out of that apartment or that part of town, then do it. If you are feeling that niggling feeling, it's because you are meant to listen to it and adjust. If your intuition is telling you to change your course of study at school or quit school altogether and do something else, then do it. If you're not feeling like yourself and your intuition is telling you to leave a relationship, then do it. Don't stay or stand still because of fear. Because what is on the other side of fear is far greater than the actual fear itself. Fear is just your ego getting in the way, cock-blocking, if you will, of your niggles. Everything that feels like it might be scary or way outside of your comfort zone should be the very things you jump at the chance to do, because if you've got any sort of niggle that you should, then there's a reason for it. Your soul already knows. Your soul already knows what you are and where you are going. It's just helping your human self and your human brain adjust. If your energy changes when you are around certain people, good or bad, pay attention to that. It's a niggle. If your energy changes when you are at a certain place or in a certain city, good or bad, trust that as well. When you start to pay attention to yourself, your body, how you feel, and how you react to people, places, and things, watch out. You will be unstoppable. The hardest part is that during your journey, as you come face to face with your niggles, you may lose people. You may quit jobs that you thought you'd be working at forever. You may sell everything and go work as a bartender on the beach in Barbados. You may go back to school in your 60s. You may fall in love with someone decades younger than you. You may decide you no longer want to wear pants. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else but you. They aren't living your life. You are. You are the only one, the absolute only one who knows you. No one knows you like you know you. Well, I mean, your soul knows you better, but that's just a given. You have to prepare yourself for the unexpected, and I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it's sort of how it works. When you take the leap and listen to the niggle, most of the time, you aren't sure where you're going or what's going to happen, but my goodness, there is so much beauty in that. I mean, I have no idea where this podcast is going or what's going to happen or where it's going to lead. I'm just trusting my niggle to keep going and keep putting my words out here to be heard. Do that for yourself too. Check in with yourself as much as you can, whenever you can. Incorporate some mindfulness practices and let yourself be alone with all the thoughts and feelings that come and go. Let them flow through you, because soon you'll start to see that there's going to be some repeating messages, things that just keep showing up over and over. Those are the niggles. Trust those. When you get really skilled at this, the universe aligns with the niggles. I mean, it always has ever since you were born. But when you start to awaken to both the niggles and the synchronicities, that's when it gets really fun. Let's say, for example, you do a little listening to yourself and your niggle turns out to be that you're supposed to write children's books. Well, guess what? In the coming days or weeks, or maybe even while you're waking up to that niggle, you'll start to see more children's books on TV while you're out and about shopping, or people will all of a sudden start randomly mentioning children's books, and you'll stop and smile to yourself and say, well, shit, turns out I think I'm supposed to write children's books. This happened to me during the time I was ignoring the idea to start this podcast. During the months of December and January, I started to see microphones, podcast recommendations in my feed. I even saw a podcast poster at a store. Then came the biggest synchronicity. I was walking down the street and passed by two people talking. As soon as they were beside me, one girl said to the other girl, "You should have heard this podcast I listened to yesterday." And her voice trailed off as she got past me. Boom. The universe sent me the biggest sign in the form of the spoken word. Those are my absolute favorite synchronicities. The ones where the universe is like, "Girl, please, can we be more obvious?" I finally sat down and wrote my first episode the following week. When you become aligned to both you and the world around you, it's pretty incredible. These past 2.5 years, while I've been on my spiritual journey and truly waking up to the world around me, but also the world within me, have been the best years of my life. They haven't been easy, but the best doesn't have to be easy. To me, they are the best because of how aligned I am and how aligned I feel. My self-confidence has grown. My ability to trust myself and my intuition, and to always know that within me lies every single answer I'll ever need. I spend less time worrying about what could go wrong or what could happen, and more time focused on the here and the now. When you surrender yourself and let go of control, you'll start to see how many things fall into place. I'm not sure where it all started, but for some reason, humans have this need to control and manipulate and take over every aspect of self and their surroundings. Being that rigid and in control doesn't allow room for magic. And magic is where it's truly at. Ever since I was a little girl, I always believed in magic. The magic of the universe, the magic of timing, the beautiful way that life happens with us. I was made fun of it sometimes, but I never lost sight of it. Never stopped believing in it. There's magic in you too. And whether or not you choose to see that will be how your world shapes itself around you. If you choose to ignore the magic, ignore your soul, and ignore the niggles, then your life will be challenging. You'll be going against the natural flow of things. Your natural flow of things. There's so much beauty in the surrender. But let me tell you, this is coming from a girl who used to be so uptight and locked into being in control of every single aspect of my life. So this process of releasing and letting go into the natural flow won't happen overnight. It'll start to take shape piece by piece, little by little, niggle by niggle. Imagine if you took all that energy you spent on worrying or overthinking or overanalyzing and use it to exist just as you are. Use it to follow your niggles, follow your flow, follow your soul. Pour that energy into those things and let the magic appear before you. Signs, synchronicities, people, places, situations, encounters, conversations, they will all make sense in the big, beautiful picture that is your life. Yours. All yours. So if you have any kind of inkling, any kind of something inside you that is trying to get your attention, for your own sake, take a little peek and listen. See what you hear. See what you find out. I promise you, it's always for your highest and greatest good. It's always for your utmost happiness and alignment. You have this one big, glorious life. Live it. Don't get stuck in the cycle of repeat and fear. It's way more fun out here, hanging with your niggles. As always, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you.